Blog Talk Radio.
With so much going on in this world, it's imperative that you stay tuned in to current events and your intuition, all while expanding your awareness. Talking with Tina holds space for you to call in for mini intuitive tarot and medium readings, learn about ways to raise your vibration, and stay in touch with the latest. Let's talk. Good evening and welcome. Today is Wednesday, August the 6th, 2019, and you are tuning in, listening to, possibly participating in Talk with Tina. We are here present and accounted for courtesy of New Age Guild Radio. It is 7 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Mountain, 9 p.m. Central, and if you want to get wild and wacky, it is 10 p.m. on the East Coast. Thank you so much for joining in to our fifth show. Can you believe that already? It is great to have you. We are broadcasting from lovely Denver, Colorado. So when you call in, share your first name, of course, from where you're calling. It can be the city, it can be the state, but it's just kind of comforting to know how close and connected we all are through radio, through internet. Getting to the essentials, our call-in number, 760-888-5700. Kind of difficult to forget. We're going to have to think of a jingle. We're going to have to think of a jingle for the call-in number, 760-888-5700. I'm going to start working on that in the shower. We'll see what happens. You can also reach me directly. I'm Tina C. with I Hear Tarot. You can find me at www.ihearotarot.com. You are welcome to reach out to me by phone or by text. My number is pretty simple, 234-97-TAROT, 234-97-TAROT. I know you're noticing a theme. Today, during our time together, we're going to look at what you've got going on in your life. So when you call in, have a question in mind that you'd like to address. I will do my best to support you with what's coming through. Some of our questions can be a little more detailed, so it takes a little more time to get through, in which case I always recommend catching up with me one-on-one. We can look further and see what you've got going on. Like I said, you can reach me at 234-97-TAROT individually. Otherwise, if you're calling in, 760-888-5700. And before we begin taking calls, want to remind you that you can also tune in to my Facebook Live. They're happening on Tuesdays and Thursdays, very much like this, where we get to look at what you've got going on, but you get to see me as I read for you. And I'll look at your questions as you post them. You can find me on Facebook at I Hear Tarot, IHEARTAROT. So that being said, even though we have a little bit more to go over, we're going to talk about the number 6, the numerology, how it may impact your life. After all, today is August 6th. And we're going to talk about raising your vibration, your spiritual an energetic frequency. And we're going to look at what you can do to help balance that, even it out, maybe even take it up a notch. In the meantime, it looks like we've got a caller on the line. Andre, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Andrea? Yes. Hi, dear. Thank you so much for joining. Where are you calling in from?
From Virginia.
Virginia, my love, thanks so much for calling and listening. What's on your mind?
Well, I recently started talking to this guy. His name is Brandon, but he is 19 years younger than me, which, you know, I'm kind of okay with that. But do you think he has some feelings for me? I'm not sure where it's going to go, but I know he's got a couple of kids, but I never hear from him after work hours. I know, so I don't know what you might pick up.
Yeah, let me see what the cards want to say. So you're asking, ultimately, Andrea, if he is interested in you and wants to take it or pursue it to the next level, this relationship
with
you.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let me see.
I know he's got kids and
he does
things after work, and so I know he's tired, so that could be the reason.
Yeah, let me see what they want to say. We're going to look a little bit at that and then a little bit.
Okay.
We'll see if he'll share it with us a little bit more about what kind of happens after work or if that might be what's in the way. So let me see here.
Okay.
Does he have feelings for you is your first question. So I'll tell you what's coming through, Andrea. The cards are saying, yes, that he does have feelings, and the feelings that he's experiencing for you are, I don't want to say they're new, but they come through as not as familiar to him. And so he almost feels like he has to work harder at what he's doing and what he has going on. And then when he does that, he takes a step back and starts to reflect on what he's got going on. So it's like, he's in the game, he's running, he's jumping, and then he pauses and looks back at where he's gone, not necessarily where he's going forward. Do you follow?
Yes, yes. He's been divorced, I think a couple of years, so I think it's kind of all new to him.
Yes, and so that's one thing that comes through. And then as far as after work, what happens, it also feels like he's going through a process in his life where he's all about bettering himself and looking for opportunity and taking advantage of time that he has. So it's not that he's not focused and he forgets about you. It's a matter of what he's doing with his time after work. And it feels like he's almost like not necessarily burning the candle at both ends, but he is otherwise engaged. It looks like work or effort afterwards. And so it's not like he's out having fun. I'm not getting that. It's like he's like continuously working on doing something that's going to better his future self.
You're like hit the nail on the head because he's talking about, yeah, job opportunity, go to Richmond, which is a couple hours from where we live. So he's thinking about it, but he has his boys out here. I think they're 11, 15, and he has them for the summer. So that's the only thing that may hold him back, but he's actually thinking about it. So,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. And it feels like it's always top of mind for him. So, yes. And he seems to be really reflective is what comes through. So, and then looking at the efforts that he's getting or the results that he's getting from his efforts. So it's not that he doesn't want to and doesn't enjoy your company because he does. It's just going through this, where am I going? What am I doing? What am I trying to create mentality, which sometimes can be more inward than a relationship.
Right. Yeah, there's definitely some chemistry there. So I know there's something.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't put my finger on it yet.
Is. Yeah, you're not wrong. And he's a little, what came through too, is he's a little gun shy with doing something the wrong way or repeating a mistake that's going to get him the same result that he doesn't want. So he's a little hypersensitive and aware to that as well.
Yes, that makes some sense too, because he's kind of on the shy side, you know, the proper side. So,
yes. Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
Makes some sense. Yes.
Good.
Well, perfect.
My love,
well, we'll
you
see
so
where this relationship goes.
In.
Well, thank you. I'll let you know.
Keep me posted. Don't ever hesitate to call back and let me know. Yes.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
All right, my love. Thank you so much.
Okay. You too. Bye.
Bye. All right, that is a beautiful question with relationship. And this is one of the things that I'm going to encourage you. I'm just going to pause. I'm going to encourage you to consider this when you're in relationship, whether it's a long-term relationship, it's a new relationship, or it's something that is kind of in the middle, right? And then we wonder, and this is one of the more common questions too, is what does he feel about me? What does she feel about me? And so a lot of times when we start to look at that, two things come up. One, that they have something going on that's a little more self-involved. And I don't say that in a negative way. I say that in the, they're more introspective, which brings them further away from the relationship, right? And so what you're usually sensing, your intuition is kicking in, your spidey senses are kicking in, your gut feeling is kicking in. When that comes together and you're sensing it, it's not necessarily that they don't want to be with you or they don't care for you. It's that you have done something or this relationship has done something to really kick it up a notch for them and help them realize and become more aware of what it is they have going on or what they think they have going on and what they want to have going on, more importantly. So there's a lot of energy behind what do they think about me. There's a lot of energy, and you got to trust yourself and your intuition. When you're feeling like maybe they're taking a step back, when you're feeling like maybe this isn't going to work out because they feel distant, trust yourself, but also know it could have to do with their own introspection and what it is they're finding and feeling in the relationship. It doesn't necessarily have to be with you. And that's the irony in relationships, especially romantic relationships, is it doesn't necessarily have to do with you that they don't want to be with you. It has to do with that you've stimulated something in their mind and their heart that really are causing them to take a step back and say, wow, this is making a difference for me. What am I trying to do with this? Where can I go with this? How do I want this to look? So that's pretty big. That's pretty big. We're going to move on in just a little bit to talking about, again, how to empower yourself, how to raise your vibration, right? How to take it up a notch, how to balance it out, how to hold your own space. Because even though we're talking about relationships and our whole life is about relationships, we're also going to talk about maintaining our own energy and what we've got going on and how we can keep ourselves together so we're more open and aware to others, right? Don't forget, guys, the call in number is 760-888-5700. I'm going to make a jingle out of this. 760-888-5700. Call in with your question. We're going to use Tarot to share with you what's going on as far as perspective, insight. I'm an intuitive reader, so I share with you what comes through as it comes through. That being said, I do believe we have another caller on standby. My dear, are you there?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. Who is this?
This is Regina.
Hi, Regina. Where are you calling in from?
Georgia.
Georgia. My love, tell me what's on your mind.
I guess I'm going to stick with the theme.
Let's do it.
And it's so funny that you were saying before about how people react, you know, to certain situations. So, I mean, even though I deal with two guys, I just feel, I don't know, one of them is kind of tricky because of the situation he's in. So it can be kind of hard to read him. And, like, sometimes I get mixed signals with him. But I'm not going to focus on him because I'm just not going to focus on him. So because I believe it's going to be somebody coming for me. That's going to really know what they want. So I want to know about this love interest. So what do, when will this, I'm not saying when will this happen, just how this going to look for me as far as moving forward in the love department. Because I, you know, I need somebody who's on my level, who can give me more, who's available. Unattached, right.
Okay. So let's just see what's out there for you and what they look like. That's what I hear you asking. So give me just a moment here. Let me see, Regina. Let me see how we can ask this. We're just going to ask for some insight to this relationship that's real, or this gentleman who's really going to be a good match for you. I want to ask it two ways, Regina. I want to ask it in the way of what your next relationship looks like, but because you've got something going on right now, I want to be more specific, and we're going to ask more about this person that's going to come into your life that's going to be a better match and better suited for you and be that almost challenge that you want, but also that support that you want. So, yeah, let me see. Let me see what they want to say about this. Hold on. Let's shuffle some cards here and see. Okay. We're going to walk through this because one of the things that just came through was the first word. It feels like they're trying to describe him already. And so here's the thing. One of the first words that came through was entrepreneur. And then the whole, yeah, but we want someone that's independent and someone that's secure and stable. And so what that turns into is someone who is financially secure and independent, someone who's also, like, gotten his hands dirty, has a very good independent mindset, someone that's good at networking, about communicating, but they keep using the word successful and secure, right? And financially stable
yes.
is one of the things that comes through. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this yeah. whole entrepreneur thing is coming up again because they're talking about he's always got, oh, yeah, he's a mover. He's always got something going on. He's got an idea. He's willing to take action on it, but he's also very pragmatic about what he does. And he seems to be really a really good judge of character, but also decision-making. So when something comes together for him, where some people, other people might be like, whoa, that's a really big risk, he just can get in there and do that. So,
okay.
Yeah, he's got a great mindset. He's very pragmatic. Let me see if there's anything. Oh, yeah. And, mm-hmm. yeah, okay, here's the thing. When you two meet, Regina, they're already talking about mm-hmm. you're going to find the connection. You're going to feel it. Like, it's not going to be a whole bunch of, like, well, I don't know, and I'm getting mixed signals. Maybe I should wait. Maybe I should ask. Right? Yeah, that is not.
Yeah.
Someone who's going to be able to talk to you, lay it, and that's part of what it feels like why his business acumen keeps coming in is because he'll be able to lay it on the line and say, this is what I've got going on, this is what I'm feeling, this is what I'm thinking. And then, Regina, he's going to be a man of action. So when he feels something, he's going to want to take action on it. He's going to want to share it. And then it feels good. Like, he's going to be really good with showing his emotions and celebrating. It's almost like he comes through as being able to whisk you away on a holiday or something, but then come back and be responsible and start working that following Monday. And also respect you and your schedule and what you have going on. Do you follow? He's not going to, like, showboat.
Exactly.
He's going to be like, hey, let's go do this, and then we'll come back and be responsible and adult on Monday. So he feels really good, really secure. He's got some creativity and passion that's going to keep you engaged and keep you excited, and he's going to bring that same thing to y'all's relationship. This is super exciting. He feels really kind of like everything it feels like you're wanting right now, but still within reason.
Mm-hmm.
He's not one way or the other, like, too extreme.
Yes, exactly, because, you know, dealing with because I have kids, so that's
mm-hmm.
important to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel that he'd be a good connection with my kids and vice versa, because they come with the package, and that's me. So,
yes, yes.
Dealing with
and
that.
I got goosebumps when you were saying that. Yes, and again, it's part of him respecting your being a mother, coming back. Like, I say Monday, which is kind of a funny day to pick, but it's like that's when your kid's day starts, and that's when your kid's day start, and that's what he respects. And so he does
mm-hmm.
come through that way. Let me see if there's anything else.
Okay.
He's going to be a hard worker, you know that. So there will be, I will
mm-hmm.
say, there will be give and take where you might feel like, he's kind of absent. It's because he's doing his thing and he's, you know, spinning the wheel and getting creative and making things happen. So in that way,
mm-hmm.
you get to be more open and concerned, or not concerned, but more open and aware of what he's trying to create for himself, which it feels like you're going to be able to do that because he's going to communicate with
okay.
you. He's not going to, like, be MIA for 3 days and you're like, well, what the heck? And he's like, oh, I just got a big deal, and, you know, he surfaces.
Right.
That's not going to be him. He's going to be,
oh,
yeah.
Good.
He's going to be proactive and communicative. Yeah. He feels really
okay.
good. It feels really comforting, and it feels like it's time. It is time. You're like, you're in the right spot. He's going to be in the right spot, too, when you guys come together. So it feels pretty solid.
Oh, good, good, because you hitting everything that I've been manifesting, because stability is so important to me. Because I came from a divorce and it just, I don't want to struggle. I'm not struggling. I'd rather struggle by myself and deal with that way instead of with someone. You know, I just need somebody
mm-hmm.
who can have a take charge attitude, can get things done, but at the same time spontaneous and know how to have fun, work hard, play
mm-hmm.
hard. You know,
yes.
something like that, but at the same time, be gentle and loving and thoughtful and consistent, you know, kind and sweet to me
and
my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because they need that, you know, that figure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he'll be and that's the thing with him, too, is, again, they keep using the word communication. He will be happy to step into that role And he'll be able, and this is another thing with him, he'll be really clear on his boundaries. So again, that might be something else that you get to talk and walk through with him, because he'll be clear on, hey, this is what I can do, this is just what I can't do. And that's just, again, because he's so willing and open, it might be a little frustrating at times because you're like, well, could you do this? And he's like, nope. But that's just because he knows his boundaries at the time. You know what I'm saying? Which is what you want. You don't want someone who overpromises and then doesn't deliver.
Doesn't deliver. And then as time goes on, it just, everything just seemed to go with the flow. It's just like, wow. It's like, I don't even have to be second guessing nothing. Just, he just being the man, like, I don't have to ask. He just do it when he can. I mean,
trust is going to be pretty key. He'll be very trustworthy. Very. And that's, Oh, yeah. I mean, everything you're saying and the energy between you two, that's the thing. And his trustworthiness will expand to the children as well. Well, they'll be able to trust him. And and that's the thing with him. He'll have I can't wait to hear when you meet him. He'll want to have a relationship with them that's one-on-one, because again, that's part of his business sense, where he's like, it's you and me, there's not a middle person, and you can trust that. So, and granted, you know, everything will evolve. It's not like all of a sudden he's like, you know, having adult conversations with the kids, but he'll evolve as your relationship with him evolves, and he'll respect you. Oh my gosh. And what you've created, how you handle things. Yeah. Appreciate your schedule because he knows how hard it is to work around that and to create it. So he'll have a lot of respect for you as a mother, excuse me, and what it is you're creating for your children. So no, he feels really secure.
Exactly.
Oh my love. Yeah. He feels really good.
He sounds yummy. Sounds delicious. Oh. That's what
he is. Oh, he's going to be a breath of fresh air, and he's going to be such a relief where he's just going to have it together. And you can like almost sink into the comfort of his security, which is a really big phrase to use. But there's a lot around that. So yeah, I can't wait till you meet him. I will say, before you ask me when it's going to happen, here's the thing. The way you know, life works is they won't put a blue peg in your car in the game of life until it's vacant, right? And so right now what you've got shaken down with this relationship, whatever lesson or whatever enlightenment gets to happen from it, then when that happens and you're free and clear, then that's when the doors open for the connection to happen. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, and of
that's
course,
what I'm just going through.
Yeah. And just depending on where he is and what he's got going through, I do see him being open. It almost feels like married to my work is almost a phrase that you wouldn't be surprised to hear from him. That doesn't mean that you're not going to move him emotionally. You're going to be good for him too. It's going to help him step out of himself and his work. So it's going to be good. But you just kind of, you're looking at what's going on right now with this relationship, but you keep me posted and we can always catch up again and see what's going on for you.
I will. Thank you so much.
My love. Thank you so much. Thanks for calling in.
All right, Dan. Bye-bye.
Bye. Guys, don't forget, if you want to reach me directly to schedule a reading, we can do that. You can reach me at 234-97-TAROT, 234-97-TAROT, T-A-R-O-T, right? You can also text me at that number, and we can look at what you've got going on, what might be coming up as far as what's going to go down and shake down in your life, right? There's not a question that you have to be uncertain about asking. We get to put it out there and see what comes through in the cards. And if we need to reword or give the question a different perspective, we can do that as well, right? Our call-in number for the show is 760-888-5700. 760-888-5700. I am Tina C. with I Hear Tarot. We are here present and counted for. Thank you to New Age Guild, Blog Talk Radio. So before we take our next caller, I want to talk about how we get to raise our vibration, how we get to raise our frequency. Maybe it's balancing it out. Maybe it's holding our own space. What does that look like, right? And so here's when I read this, I was like, wow, this makes sense. And not one of those, okay, read the statement and then read like five more pages that explain the statement. Because I'm going to keep it simple. I don't need five more pages to explain something that I can't understand in one sentence or two sentences, right? And so what came through as far as how to raise your vibration is slowing down. Isn't that kind of ironic, right? Because when we think of vibration, we think of the spinning, we think of momentum, we think of moving upward, onward, a lot of activity, right? And the way this thought process goes is slow down, because life is a lifelong process. That's the magic behind it. Life is a lifelong practice. So that makes sense, right? And then to second that, life can't be perfected right away. Perfection isn't perfected right away. And I know I shouldn't be using perfected and perfection to describe each other. So how to raise your vibration, how to become more aware, how to balance yourself, how to hold your space in this day and age, in this life, I am saying slow down, because life is a lifelong process. And perfection can't be perfected right away or even in one day. And more importantly, circling back to you, that's what this is about. Yes, life. Yes, perfection. You. This life is about you and your journey. Why wouldn't you want to take it slow? Why wouldn't you want to smell the roses? Why wouldn't you want to watch the extended edition of your favorite TV show or movie? Why wouldn't you? It's about you, this life. This lifelong process of life is about you and your journey. And it's kind of ironic, because you read these books about not sweating the small stuff. And on the flip side, it is about the small stuff. It is about the little things that matter. It's about those nuances. It's about that connection. It's about that pumpkin spice latte that everyone loves in October. And then there's the other half of the world that's like, oh my gosh, I can't stand pumpkin anything, right? It's the people that count down for Halloween instead of counting down for Christmas. So slow it down. What a thought. Slow it down, because life is a lifelong process. Like, I'm going to have to repeat that a couple of times, because I'm still absorbing it, right? Ultimately, it's about you and your journey. And if you don't like something on the ride, then you can get off that ride and you can pick another one. Right? It's all about being empowered. So we're going to move on to what that looks like, how you can do that when you're in a situation. But I do believe we have another caller on standby. My dear, are you there?
Oh, hi.
Hi. Hello. Who is this?
Oh, this is Shannon.
Hey, Shannon, hi. My love. You are on the air. Where are you calling in from?
Chicago.
Chicago. My dear, tell me what's on your mind.
Well, I was wondering I have a guy, but I was wondering where is a significant other, where is my like relationship going the next couple months?
Okay, say that one more time. You broke up. I heard you say
like, where,
you got a guy.
Where is like, I got a guy, but I want to know where's the relationship going the next couple months? Like, are we still going to keep coasting? Are we going to try and have a family? What are we going to keep doing here?
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's take a look and see. Let's just look at a general outlook for you.
Okay.
For your relationship and where it's going. Let's take a look. And then just to confirm, my love, you are in a committed relationship with him, right?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
I'd like to think we are. Yeah.
All right. So where is it going after this? Okay. So this was coming through earlier. I'm going to get a little more clarity on it, but I'll tell you what's coming through right now, my dear. So
okay. They
are talking about they're talking about a connection with you two, and it almost feels like a connection that comes through having an experience. I'm going to try to break that down even more. So it looks like there is some kind of life change or life shift that comes up, and it could be something as simple as moving or as a career or just some kind of like, even as extreme as like someone in the family or distant relative passing away, but something that like brings light to, wow, this is really the person I want to be with. This is the person I'm really depending on. This is the person that's supporting me. So it almost feels like there's this element of connection that gets to happen through an experience. Do you follow?
Yes.
Okay. So that being said, let me see. It could be, it could be career, but it feels like there's some interest. So where is this relationship going? Let me expand. Mm-hmm. That was your ultimate question. Here's what it's coming down to. You guys are going to have, you two are going to have a conversation. And so whatever it is that spawns it, if it's this experience or something that happens, or if it's just like a revelation, like, hey, we're going to sit down and we're going to talk about this. It does feel like that conversation remains. And I know you're asking me. And the other thing that's coming through is having that conversation with him. Have you tried having that conversation with him?
Yes. And it just says he wants it. And I say, we got to talk more about it. He says, no. And I just said, yeah. Like, let's,
Yeah. Yeah, your intuition is kicking. Oh yeah, your intuition is kicking in. And also, what comes through for you is you know what you want, and you know what you want to surround yourself and see in your life. And it comes through for him, where he's still uncertain of that, and he's a little uncertain of the accountability that he's able to hold in that. So I'm not saying he doesn't want to be in a relationship with you, but you're right to keep like, no, we got to talk about this. We got to both see if we're headed in the same direction. Or if you're going to see this movie and I'm going to see that movie, even though you're walking into the movie theater together, is he going to the right and you're going to the left, or are you guys going to the same, the same theater, the same screening? So it's going to be a little bit. You're going to have that.
You just described it. That is exactly correct. How you just described it.
Yes. That's what's coming through because, Like, I'm not encouraging you to be pushy because you don't want him to shut down, which is the way he can get when he feels cornered. But you're right in the way of, are we really headed in the right direction and the same direction? And it feels like you come through as, do you have children?
No, but I'm dying to have them. And I'm thinking, if you're not giving me it, we got to move on.
I'm
not going to stay with you.
The Empress card comes up for you, and that card is all about motherhood, about nurturing. I mean, it is just like in you. It is the fiber of you. And so there's a lot of that around you, and you're right. You got to get clear on that. And if he's not the one that supports you with it, even though it's you like where things are right now, ultimately, that's why keeping pushing and have that conversation, and you're seeing it, you're feeling it, again, part of your intuition, but he doesn't want to address it right now. But if you're wanting to move sooner rather than later, finding a way to communicate with him and get an answer is going to be probably in your best interest.
Well, he tells me, he wants to do it, but the action is not being taken.
Yeah, and that's what's coming up for you too, and we saw that a little bit earlier, is something is going to happen that's going to show you, that's going to show him, hey, this is like, if something happens, this is where I turned, or this is where I turned. And that's going to be enough. Like you said, the action is going to be enough to say, okay, now we get to talk about this. Because you're
going
to
happen.
Yeah.
Got it. I am starting a new job September 3rd.
Oh, that's exciting. Okay.
I mean, I don't
that
know.
That was good for you too. And see, that's part, and this is a thing too. Oh my gosh. This is also part of your journey. And it's kind of like what we were saying earlier, where you're in a relationship, but you're still on your journey and he's still on his journey, And what's coming through for you is you've got this beautiful Nine of Pentacles, which is, again, all about independence, all about manifesting. Things are happening in the background, so this is just the start of it. And then this Death card comes up for you, my love. And when we see death, it's all about transition, transformation. It's all about using the gifts and the awareness that you have now and taking it to the next level. So you're kind of in a place already where you're moving and shifting your energy. And that's also alone going to be something that's, is he coming along? Is he jogging? Is he sprinting? Like, how is he maintaining this evolution of yours in his life?
Right.
So, and vice versa. So you'll see. September, I mean, that's not too far away at all. It's like less than a month away. So, yeah, you've got some movement. You'll start to see the action. And again, you're so intuitive. What you'll be sensing is probably going to be pretty spot on without having to have a whole lot of conversation. So you'll decide when to take action after that. But right now, it feels like you're just going to let it ride and kind of look a little bit longer to see what comes through.
Okay. Yeah, I know it's coming. I just don't know where now. I want to make sure it's him. If not, I got to go. And that's what I told him. And I just had this talk. I said Saturday, I could have all the money in the world. I could have good money. I said, but I'm not going to be complete until this is done.
Oh, my love, another feeling. Yeah, absolutely. And what did he say to that?
He just says, come on, girl. And I said, okay, I'm just telling you, dear. And he's like, don't worry. And I said, okay. But it's kind of like, and I was like, you know, I'm not getting any younger, you know.
Right, right. Yeah.
Right.
No, keep doing what you're
doing. I know,
doing.
And I know.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah. I just kind of feel like when he finally owns up to it, I think it'll be right then and there. Maybe it will take not even a month. That's kind of like what I feel. Yeah. But you never know.
You don't. I was getting something a little more extreme, and I didn't want to say it because it sounds so dramatic. But what's coming through when you're like, hey, babe, I got to be done. I got to go. That's when it might be something where it's that pressing that he's like, okay, now I need to take action. So, and I'm not saying, you know, what's the word? Be false about it because you're not going to be, I know you're really genuine, but so keep doing what you're doing. This job is going to be a good indication of, you know, how he's following along with you. And then you'll be able to pick up more about what to say in the conversations because come on, isn't going to work for much longer.
No, it's not. I'm over it.
Yeah,
I'm over it. Okay,
so
all right. Well,
mind,
I appreciate
my love, and we can check. You're welcome. Keep me in mind. We can check in another month or so. That's a good time.
Okay.
You can reach out to me directly, and we can look at this.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. Have a good night.
All right, my love. Yeah, you too. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Oh, that leads me to my next point. But let me segue really fast. Call a number 760-888-5700. Call a number 760-888-5700 to reach me directly so we can schedule a one-on-one reading. You can find me at 234-97-TAROT. You can call or text 234-97-TAROT. You can also find me on Facebook. Hello, I do Facebook Live Tuesdays and Thursdays. So there you get to see me in all my glory reading for you after you post your questions online. But go ahead and look me up. I Hear Tarot on Facebook. Get an idea for what you can expect during your reading. And you can reach me directly and we can schedule something. I want to just quickly move on to that conversation we just had. Right, being in this relationship, knowing where it's going, feeling where it's not going, knowing where you want it to go, right? So where does that leave you? Because we could be in that situation and feel like we're giving away our power because we're like, hey, do you want to go do this? And they're like, well, and you're like, well, you want to go do this? And they're like, well. And so really by asking, there's a lot that you're giving away because you're not ultimately doing what you want to do. Or what you care to do, or might even want to try, right? And so that brings us to holding your power, holding your space, and choosing to choose, right? How simple that sounds. Choosing to choose. Well, that's it, right? And ultimately, you're not leaving your decisions to chance. That's where the power comes through. Not leaving decisions to chance because you're choosing to choose, right? Getting to use your voice, speaking up, right? You're going to get way more if you speak up than if you hope, right? Hope's in one hand and what's in the other? Hope's in one hand and choice is in the other, right? Choosing to choose. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in just a moment, but I do believe we have another caller on the line. Are you there, my dear? Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, my love. Thanks for calling in. What's your name?
My name is Tony.
Tony, my dear, where are you calling in from?
I'm calling from Texas, hot Texas.
Oh, from Texas, my dear. Well, I'm from Houston, so I'm kind of partial myself.
It was always hot.
Yeah, so I can appreciate that. Tell me, my dear, what's on your mind?
Oh, everything's on my mind, but right now I would say I'm more worried. I would like to see what you can tell me in regards. I'm seeking for a transfer in my place of employment, but I also did apply for a promotion. So I would like to know if either one of them is going to happen. I've been with the company since February, but I don't feel like I fit in where I'm at right now, so I kind of requested a transfer.
Okay, so I caught a little bit of – well, I think I caught most of it. So you put in for a transfer. That's one topic.
Yes.
And then you're also going for a promotion, which is separate from the transfer.
Well,
is that right?
Well, in that transfer, because it's a new location that it's going to be opening, so there's possibility for promotion. So, with the transfer, I don't mind staying in it as a supervisor. That's my position, as long as, it's with a different location.
Okay, so you're wanting to know if this transfer is going to, A, take place, and then, B, if that's going to lead to this promotion?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let me see what the cards want to say. A question is coming through, so I'm just going to ask and confirm before I look at the cards, Tony. As far as the transfer goes, you are ready and willing for this transfer. Nothing's holding you back as far as relationship or family or any uncertainty. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. So let me just see what they want to say about this transfer. We're going to look and see. What is going on around? So, okay. So, here's the thing. I am getting a yes, Tony, on the transfer, but also what's coming through is it feels like other changes, and it has to do with more of the business than with you, are still happening in the background. I'm seeing yes for you, but I'm seeing it being a little bit further out. So did you already apply for this transfer and you're waiting to hear back?
Yeah, I already applied, and since the center, the new location won't open up till January.
Oh, okay. So that could be the time frame. Okay. So it does feel like yes is what they're saying. It also feels like there's some like kind of reworking that could be like structure-wise or however that looks. That could be a question that comes up and kind of holds things up. So I'm seeing yes for you. If anything, what's going to hold it up is operations and getting everything in line in both locations. And as long as you are free and clear of any tie that holds you to where you are right now, even energetically, you're good to go. Like, it looks really good. It just might take a little bit longer than you'd like it to.
I have other transfer. There's this lady that's giving me a hard time. So I don't see that working out. So I'd rather just, you know what I mean?
She's giving you a hard time where you are right now? Oh, I see.
Yes.
Yeah. Let me see if there's anything else. I know it's not going to be fast enough for you, but let me see. Yeah, so what they're saying is when you do, okay, so I am seeing the transfer for you, and they're saying when you do decide to take this and move ahead, and for some reason this is coming up for you, Tony, they want to make sure that you get whatever you need to get in writing as far as whatever support they're going to offer you for moving. So I say that because even though I know that you want to get out of where you are right now because this lady that's giving you a hard time, they're saying when you sign this contract to move to the other location, whether that's giving you a travel bonus or whether that's giving you a moving bonus or whatever the situation is, making sure that you get that in writing because you don't want to want to get out of that situation so quickly that you're like, okay, I'll just do anything, because then that leaves you vulnerable. So they're saying just keep that in mind. If you are signing something, ask for what you want. Don't forget, don't leave that out, because you're ready to leave the situation. I get that. But don't leave that out when you're sitting there with them. Come back with, I'd like a moving bonus. I'd like this. I'd like security for a year, or whatever it is that you want to see in that. So you're not stuck out like 6 weeks later when they're like, ah, oh, this position doesn't work. So they're just saying, make sure that you keep yourself protected, even though you're ready to leave.
Okay. That sounds good.
Good. Yeah. No. And it feels like because they're giving us that kind of advice, they're giving you that kind of advice. That feels it even more likely and supports this happening for you.
Good. I mean, sometimes, even if you want to make an effort to work with someone, you just know that this person's not going to make it easy for you. And I shouldn't have to walk away from the situation, but sometimes it's better to walk away than to work uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Right. I guess exactly. Because you're not trying to bring yourself down because someone else is bringing their own self down. So you're right. Sometimes you just can't help that and you can't own it. So it does look likely for you, my love, just making sure that you take all the action to protect yourself when you do take this leap to another, especially if it's a newer role or a newer location.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Tony. Thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye. Yeah, that is a perfect segue, into our next point, or continuing off of, rather, our previous point. Quick reminder, you can find me at www.ihearatarot.com. Check out the rest of what New Age Guild has to offer, by the way, by checking out newageguild.com, and you can also find them at New Age Guild online on Facebook, right? See what other advisors are out there, what other intuitives, what other coaches are out there that can support you with different aspects of your life. Call in number for this evening, 760-888-5700. 760-888-5700. I am here every single Wednesday at 8 p.m. Mountain Time. If you want to catch up with me directly, shoot me a text. Give me a call, 234-97-TAROT, 234-97-TAROT. Before we pick back up with choosing to choose, we're going to take another caller. Are you there, my dear? Hello? I feel like I can hear you, but I can't hear you.
Hello?
My love, are you there? Oh, hi, there you are. Who is this?
Me?
Yes, you're on.
Oh, hi.
Tina C, my dear. Hi, what's your name?
Jo Ellen, hi.
Jo Ellen, my love, where are you calling in from?
Indianapolis.
Oh, Indianapolis, beautiful. What's on your mind?
I just thought I would see if there's anything you'd pick up about my career.
Yeah. So when you say about your career, do you mean the one you're in right now, or are you meaning something that's different and kind of branching out?
I guess both, because I am in one right now, and I am thinking about branching out.
Okay. Yeah, so let me look at, we're going to look at, Jo Ellen, kind of what's going on with where you are right now, and then what could be going on with where you could be. So let me see here. Because you come through with where you are right now. I'm going to pull the cards. But the energy that comes through right now is where you are and what you're doing feels pretty good, feels pretty stable. You also come through as being really good at it. So let me see. Okay. Okay, let's just see what's out there for you. So here's what's coming through, my love. They're talking about where you are right now. You're it's not necessarily coming through as reflective, but you come through as being more aware of what might be missing in your career and what you have going on right now and how you can find that. And so when you look at branching out, that's kind of like what's pushing you or what the draw is to branch out. Is like, okay, not necessarily looking 100% to change where you are, but find out what might be missing or what could be more fulfilling or what you could even add on that's going to bring more to your career than what you've got going on right now. So let me see if there's something else. Because it does feel like there's like one more. Okay, good. Yeah, and it feels like there's one more element or one more aspect. And it could almost go two ways where they're saying, well, you could add this to it and this would like bump you up to where you want to be and it's going to be engaging enough and new enough and it's going to be connected enough to what you're doing. Or you can completely almost 180 where you are right now and what you're doing. Although I don't know, Dylan, to be candid with you, if that's exactly what's going to move you right now. They're almost saying you could dabble a little more around the fringes and maybe I'll add this and maybe I'll take that and see if that's kind of what fills you rather than like turning everything over and going in a completely different direction.
That sounds about right. Cause right now I'm an educator, a graphic design photography teacher, and I'm thinking about doing some freelance on the side. So it sounds really accurate.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah. And that feels like, and when you start to do that, or even along the process of getting to the place where you're doing that, you'll find just the process alone is going to get you to a place where you're like, this is what I was looking for. This is the understanding I was seeking. And so sooner rather than later, you're going to get to that answer. You're going to get to what's missing or what's really moving you or what you want to do, just even as you go along and decide to do the freelance. So keep doing what you're doing. It feels like the steps that you're taking and the approach that you're taking is really good in the way of you'll be able to digest the messages and the experiences. So, and you just have a way of doing that anyways. But just branching out a little bit to see kind of like where the water is. It's like the vision that came through for you is a tree with roots, and those roots are going up a little bit higher to the surface to see where the water is, or a little bit lower and further out to see where the water is. So you're what their cards are saying is you're doing it the right way. So you can get an accurate answer.
Good. And I'm wondering, I'm trying to bring in some more financial abundance to me.
Let me see what they want to say about that. I said you're a teacher traveling. So what was coming through for you when we looked at that was there's some creativity that's going to come to that is what's coming through right now. So, and I don't mean something like, I'm going to start, teaching this or doing this. It could be part of it. But they are saying, they keep using the word creative, and I can't tell what that means for you. Let me see if I can get something. Hold on. And you're already asking it from universe, right?
What? Abundance? Financial abundance?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I've been asking for that and help with, from my angels to help, with my career and help me with my freelance and help me get organized, motivated, and, eliminate procrastination.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You speak my language. So let me see if there's something else that comes through. They were talking about when you're focused, your connection. It's interesting because they're saying, and they're using this creativity, and then when you're focused and driving on something, then that abundance is kind of opening up because we're not worried about it. It's almost like when you're hot and you're like, oh my God, it's so hot, and all you're doing is focusing on it is when you're hot. But when you start to move and engage in something else again, you don't realize how hot it is. And so they're saying then the abundance will start to flow your way, which is kind of a funny way to say it. That is what's coming through. And the second thing I suggest for you in general is to wear like a gold stone or there's certain stones that look more yellow or even fool's gold, anything that's sparkly. Also, if you have something like that, also invites abundance to you as well.
Okay. I'm also buying
lottery
tickets.
There you go. There's a lot of gold and silver there too. So, of course, buy your tickets and take action on it. Yeah, definitely. gold, sparkly colors, anything that's going to reflect and draw is another one. And then, yes, focusing on, like you said, what you're doing, that different path that you might be creating, will allow, again, that abundance to open up as well and flow your way.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do you travel at all, Joellen, by chance?
A lot. I love traveling.
Yeah. Do you? That one came up for you, too. So you might, just for giggles, you might talk to people that you interact with during your travels and see if they haven't. And it's kind of funny. I wish I had a better question that you could ask. But travel keeps coming up for you. Teaching keeps coming up for you. And a new idea with the two of those comes up. So I don't know what that means for you, but keep that in the back of your mind. Yeah, I don't know. I wish I could tell you more, but that's the way it was coming through.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this all sounds really good. And, you know, I don't want to take time from anyone else. Thank you so much. This is great information. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Joellen. You take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye. That was a really exciting reading. Really exciting in the way of we get to see what's going on, what's shaking down in her life, how she's the beauty of it, how she's changing it. Do I want to do this? Can I do this? How is this going to look? And the cards are saying all of those questions will be answered. It's like Yoda. All of those questions. Does anyone do a good Yoda? Because I don't. I'm not going to even try it. But it's like Yoda is saying to know must try, right? And so, is that like a bad Yoda? Am I going to get like Rotten Tomatoes thrown at me? But again, universe was saying, hey, listen, all those questions are going to be answered when you're headed in the direction that you're supposed to be headed. And most of the time we're like, hey, no, you want to make sure that you know what you're going to get before you get there, right? And universe is like, no. You will get what you're supposed to get when you're headed where you're supposed to go. It's the destination, right? Not what we think we're going to get when we go there. Guys, we can do a speed round. We've got another call on the line. Are you there, my dear?
Hello?
Hi, who is this?
I'm Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth. Where are you calling in from?
I'd rather not say where I'm from, please. No offense.
Not a problem, my dear. Tell me what's on your mind. We just have a couple of moments, but I'd like to help you out if I can.
All right. So last night I texted my crush, right? And I told him a long time ago, my stepsister texted him saying, like, you know, I have a crush on him, right? And he said some stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, and I thought, you know, he had feelings for me too. Or, like, I thought he did, but, you know, I told him last night I did. And, well, he doesn't like me. And some of the things he said, now I wonder if it's a lie.
You're wondering if what he said to you isn't entirely the truth?
Yeah, you know, teenage stuff.
Yeah. Let me see what the cards want to say, my love. Is what he said to you a lie? It does look like he has more to say, my dear, and that it's almost like what he was saying to you was just the beginning of what he was trying to express. So if it came out kind of wonky, or if it came out hurtful, or if you're like energetically saying this doesn't feel like you, there is some truth to what you're feeling. And for him, he's trying to figure out what his feelings are and then figure out how to express them. Because what we feel and what we say doesn't always line up. And that's kind of where he's stuck. Hello? Oh, it sounds like we may have gotten disconnected. My loves, we just have another moment. And I wanted to close our show with choosing to choose, not leaving decisions up to chance, speaking up, right? Hope in one hand and what is it in the other one? Hope in one hand and choice in the other, right? Letting your ideas, your feelings, your enthusiasm be known. There's nothing wrong with hiding it. What are you afraid of if you declare this? What are you afraid of if you declare your ideas, your feelings, or your excitement? The question of what are you resisting comes up. Why are you hesitant? Choosing to choose. If you don't take action, action will be taken for you. You might as well get in there first. And I don't mean cut someone off in traffic. I don't mean cut in line. But hey, do you want that extra piece of cake? Yeah, I do. I'll take it. I'm on keto, but I'll take it anyways. I'll exercise more later on. Choosing to choose. My loves, our time is up. Please join me tomorrow on Facebook Live at I Hear Tarot. Don't forget to follow me. You can follow New Age Guild, where you can see the latest. We will talk again soon. I'll be here next week, same time. Until we speak again, take care. I love you very much. Have a good night.